Charlie. Welcome to Five Question Friday. Thanks for joining me today.
Hey, thank you for having me.
Yeah, definitely. So to get us started, if you can give me your 30-second elevator pitch.
Yeah, of course. So my name's Charlie Stanton, and I own Stanton Valuation Advisors. And our motto is know your worth, know your possibilities. And so we work with business owners to give them clarity, insights, and basically peace of mind to know the value of usually their most important asset that they own, which is their business. So we work with business owners and their advisors like CPAs and attorneys to value the business. Businesses for a variety of purposes, like gift and estate taxes, mergers and acquisitions, marital divorce, shareholder dissolution. So for a variety of purposes for that. So if you are a business owner or any of the listeners are business owners or work with business owners as a CPA or attorney, if you have business valuation, if the business owners have valuation needs, we're here to help them.
Definitely. Yeah. Appreciate that. And I think just touching on evaluations and stuff, I've read recently an article where a lot of the older people are retiring, like the baby boomers, and a lot of the younger people are going to start buying up these businesses, but they need to put good values on them or they might miss out on a good deal.
Yeah. That's
really important.
SMB Twitter versus is a lot with, they call it the silver tsunami of 9 trillion businesses coming up for sale. So yeah, there's going to be there's a lot of people who are itching to buy one. So yeah, be careful on the price you pay,
Right.
Still matters.
Yeah. Awesome. So with Five Question Friday, I'm going to ask you 5 questions. And the very first one I have is, what does the term lifelong learning mean to you and how do you incorporate that into your life?
I love that. I am a big lifelong learner. I would probably say I am. And to me, that means is just the perpetual learning, right? It's that perpetual propensity to just constantly want to learn. And I think to be a lifelong learner, you have to have 2 things, a little bit of intellectual humility, meaning you don't know everything. And it comes out of, I think Aristotle said, the more I learn, the more I realize I don't know. And it's that. So as you keep learning, you realize there's just less and less that you're actually chipping away at. Yeah. And then 2, I think you have to have curiosity, that interest to just keep pursuing it, because that's what gives you sort of that drive and motivation. And so I love to learn. I love to learn new things and a lot of variety of things. And I try to incorporate it daily where I try to take to heart the idea of going to bed just a little bit smarter than when you woke up. And what I mean by that is not just like, oh, I know like a fact of when a war happened, but like something that you could kind of take with you and use, for the rest of your life type of thing, So I'm a big believer in like Charlie Munger's mental models and, try to learn all these different sort of, have this liberal sort of background of study where you've studied different things and kind of try to incorporate them all into life.
Yeah. Nice. I like that. And, like you said, the more you learn, the more you realize that you don't really know much. And that's what kind of keeps me personally going too. Like just this thirst for knowing more.
Yeah.
Right. Awesome. Thanks for sharing that. So now as a professional, as a human, what would you say is one of your biggest sources of stress, especially in your personal and professional lives? And like, how do you handle or minimize it?
Oh man. Yeah. That's always like the constant battle, right? Right. I think, I was listening to some of your podcasts. It seems like there's a few people who are solopreneurs that have been on there. And I think there's just a lot more of them out there, which is awesome. And I think I've been there too and am there currently. And so I think being a solopreneur is hard because there's so many priorities that you want to take care of. You want to, establish your business, take care of your clients and grow your business. Then think about growth and hiring. There's just a million things to focus on. And so I think just that stress of trying to bring it all together is really hard. Mm-hmm. And so I learned early on, it's been out there. I think Tim Ferriss or somebody talked about it, but one of the things I try to do is all these like processes or tasks or all the stuff I want to do, especially like the processes, like, write them all down, document what you're doing, even if it's just on your own, you're the one doing them all.
Yeah.
Then figure out what can you, simplify or eliminate. Like, do I really need to be doing this? Or can I just simplify this from 10 steps down to 2? And then from there, determine is any of this ability to be automated by technology or whatever. And then from there, if that can't happen, then can I delegate this out of me? Because I think one of the bigger stresses for anybody is that, you know, you maybe aren't lacking all the funds you need. And so you don't want to spend a ton of money, and that's all makes sense. But I think sometimes if you're trying to seriously grow a business, you've got to realize that, you know, maybe it's time to push off stuff that you shouldn't be doing to other people if you can, in some capacity, so you can kind of focus on some of the more important aspects to grow the business, or, you know, work on your business or work on what aspects you like.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. I mean, that's something I also experienced too. It's just you're wearing all the different hats, and you don't know which one to put down or which one to delegate. And especially when it's this business you've started yourself, it's like you feel like it's a little cautious about delegating things and stuff.
Right. Yeah. You like want to be like kind of controlling it, so you know nothing goes wrong. But at the same time, you know, nobody can build a big business, you know, and you're just doing every little thing. So it's a juggle, you know, it's so hard to kind of juggle. So I think, you know, there's two good books, Scaling Up and Traction. They kind of cover, I don't know if you've read those, but they cover
Traction.
So Scaling Up's really similar. And I think kind of both of them combined, and you kind of take bits from them, does a really good job of trying to figure out, like, you know, all the different aspects, of really thinking through running the business.
Yeah. And I think, and also E-Myth, which I talk about a lot too. You read that one? Yeah. And so that one kind of helps just kind of conceptualize these different things we do. But yeah, definitely. I mean, and so just kind of going back to your point, the moment you start figuring out where you can simplify things or just get rid of things, that's when you start minimizing a lot of the stress.
Right. Because I think taking the high level can be hard sometimes because you're so overworked, but taking a step back and going, all right, do these make sense? Or what am I doing here? You know, am I just, you know, because I think sometimes people forget that when you're in the weeds so much or you're so into it, it can be hard to see the bigger picture at times. And you take that step back and go, what was I thinking? You know, but you just need that perspective at times.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's definitely true. So now the next question I have for you is, what advice would you give to someone that's just starting out in their professional journey?
Yeah, I think this is a great question. I think it's challenging to figure out, you know, what you always want to do or where you want to end up in your career. Mm-hmm. And so my advice to anybody just starting out is take on as many tangible, like real raw experiences as you can. So whatever field you want to go into, I would say try to get as much exposure. So take jobs or take opportunities that really give you the real exposure to, you know, what you want to end up maybe be doing or try out. And then, you know, take out or try to, you know, do as many different, you know, wear as many hats as you can, you know, and I think that'll give you exposure. Say, I like this, I don't like this, and I want to pursue a different direction.
Yeah, it's definitely true. Just kind of, and a lot of times when we're starting out, there's a lot of uncertainty about that field or position we're taking on, and we don't know what it really entails. But I mean, until you don't actually like talk to people or try those different positions and roles, you don't get a really good feel of understanding of what you're actually doing.
Right. I mean, there's a lot of people I've been surprised who've gone really far down a career path and then they learn later on that they didn't really want to do that, you know, and they switched, you know, like in their 40s or 50s. And they're like, I'm just sick of it, you know?
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe they're happy they did it, but, you know, you sometimes learn like, man, I just was, you know, I was doing what I thought I should be doing and not what I wanted to be doing.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely true. So now, with all this rapid advancement of technology like AI, blockchain, data analytics, and what do you think are the key changes and trends that you've observed that's happening in private businesses?
Yeah, I think the stuff coming out with like ChatGPT especially is really, really exciting, and AI in general. And I think one of the biggest aspects I've seen already play out is just communication. And there's two features of that. One is marketing, where I think it's a lot easier now for people, any business, to market. So you can ask ChatGPT to write you a slogan or a Twitter or a tweet, you know, or an Instagram post or whatever. And then the other aspect of communication is just kind of general communication, like, oh God, I got to write all my customers an email and I want to be catchy or funny, you know?
Yeah.
And I think it helps people who maybe aren't good at that really kind of democratizes the marketing communication field a little bit. which I think is actually really, you know, a great aspect of it. And I think, you know, I've seen certain businesses starting to incorporate that. I know too, that there are video, like some that will create videos for you. Oh, if you need to do like YouTube type videos, I'll put in all these like stock photos and it'll just, you kind of give it some prompts. So there's all this kind of cool activity, I think, from the marketing communication standpoint. And I think, that's where I've seen it kind of play out now. And I'm excited to see all the other avenues. Cause I think I've heard, I think there's a CPA on Twitter who was talking about bringing it inside. And so like, if you wanted to say, oh, I want to write all these clients a letter and it could pull like salient information from their sort of database. And so they're trying to work with it internally. And I think it'll just make us all maybe a little faster, you know, it's some of the more stuff that might take a little longer, you know, which I think is exciting.
Yeah. Just more efficiency on that point of view from marketing. So I guess, do you think the public will kind of get bored of seeing the same type of messages, especially like in the online marketing, social media marketing?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I guess Elon Musk just came out with his one called Gonk, or I forget, their Grok or something. And it's supposed to have like a little edgier take on stuff. Like it's not so like, you know, muzzled, I guess. Yeah, I think you're right. You know, I think people will maybe get tired of it, but I think it'll adapt. And I think what's exciting is it can give you the prompt to it. And then from there, you can kind of add your own little, you know, tweaks to it. But I do agree, like the generic, like you could tell a robot made it, and people are going to be pretty annoyed with that for sure.
Yeah. I've seen some of the graphics and videos, like I think it was a pizza ad. It looked pretty bad, like all the people disfigured.
I mean, they got some kinks to work out for sure.
Yeah, but, all right. Awesome. Well, Charlie, our last question I have for you is, can you share any books, podcasts, or courses that you've taken that really helped you in your professional growth?
Yeah, certainly. There's been a lot of books. I brought up Scaling Up and Traction, I think are great books for anyone just who are, if you're listening and you're going, building a business. One aspect, getting back to communication, is I think anybody who is successful in their career, no matter what career path you ever took, is the, I think the common denominator for most of those people is their ability to communicate effectively. And so one of the podcasts that I like is called Think Fast, Talk Smart. And the gentleman who runs that, is his name is Matthew Abrams, and he's a professor at Stanford, and he's got a lot. He just came out with a wonderful book with the same name. Plus, he has a lot of content that's free online, but he gives a lot of structures to communication, and he's got a podcast that's usually pretty quick as well. And I think that's a great, great like podcast resource. If anybody is out there, because I think it'll teach you a lot just on helping to communicate in any scenario.
Yeah, I'll have to definitely check that out. I mean, I totally agree. Communication is really important. And I recently joined Toastmasters about a year and a half ago, and I can tell it's made a big difference, especially just in the way I communicate with clients or, you know, whoever it is. So communication is key.
And yeah, that's really cool.
Yeah. I think, and that I was talking to someone else in college, they make us take like one speech class. But we don't take it seriously because it's for the grade. But I think if they do a better job of conveying why communication is really important, newcomers, like people, especially new professionals, they'd be better prepared, I think.
Right. Yeah. I mean, even if you're just going for like a salary negotiation, you know, you want to be able to present yourself in a way, you know, that you're communicating, because there's effective ways the brain sort of, you know, takes in communication. Yeah. So, so it's a, I think it's a pretty important one. The other one I'll just share, just to do an obligatory one, is I wrote a chapter in a book called The Art of Valuation.
Oh, wow.
So if anyone's interested, I can, I could, they don't need to buy the whole book. It's kind of for business appraisers, but anybody wants to talk about storytelling and valuation, that's the chapter I wrote. So
awesome. Yeah. I'll put that anyone link can in reach the out. Feature. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome, Charlie. Well, if our listeners want to find you online, where can they find you?
Yeah, I'm pretty active on Twitter. My handle is at @capital4, that is in the number, and then value. And then you can check out my website. It's www.stantonvalue.com. And I'm also on LinkedIn as Charlie Stanton. So those are kind of the three main areas that I'm pretty active at. But yeah, happy to reach out and talk valuation or whatever, or business or anything with people. So,
all right. Well, great. So, Charlie, that concludes our 5 questions. Again, I appreciate you coming on and sharing your wisdom and insights and the resources with us today. And I wish you the best of luck with everything.
Hey, thank you very much for having me. Yeah. I love it.
Awesome. Thanks, Charlie.
Bye.
Thanks.